We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Appointed. Appointed, how are you?
I'm feeling awesome. How about yourself?
Hey, I am awesome as well. First, let's talk about the three Praise Factor People's Choice Music Award. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, that was such a great time for me. I just didn't expect to get all of that, you know, but God was really good to me and blessed me. And I ended up getting three awards. I got it in three categories, and it was just an incredible time for me.
How is it being a finalist in the Most Powerful Voices Top 10 contest?
Oh, Lord have mercy. That was unbelievable, unreal. Because at the time that I did that, Matthew Knowles was one of the judges and stuff, and like he personally listened to my music. And even though I wasn't like the top person, I placed fourth, and that was just, like I said, it was unbelievable.
If we were to ask, how would you describe Appointed? Who is Appointed?
Well, first of all, I believe that I would like to be defined as a person who is in love with the Lord and is here to be in service to Him, you know, through whatever avenue, vehicle, vessel, you know, whatever He provides for me. That's who I am. And I think I'm a humanitarian. I love people. And I like seeing people happy and giving things to people. So that would be me.
How did you get started writing music?
I started out like in a little shack house.
Okay.
In the hood. I was in the hood in a shack house with a little Casio and, you know, banging out stuff. Those are the early days. And I just write my music just like wherever I can find, you know, a piece of paper towel, you know, whatever it was that was around so that I could jot down what, you know, what I was hearing. And then I, you know, get on that piano and I say bang it out because I'm not really a musician, but I can play a few chords here and there.
You're also a media personality. And so usually you're on the other side of, you know, asking questions, but you're getting questions asked to you this time.
I know.
Right?
I know. I'd be working both sides. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes, that's true. Yes, that's another avenue of that God has made available to me to be able to be a media personality. We started the show. It was like a webisode at first. But I was a webisode at first, and then it turned into what I like to call an episode because before we were just kind of like airing it on Ustream and stuff, but then it got picked up by Centertainment Radio, Praise Fest Gospel Network. Now I got it. I twisted that up
okay.
A bunch of times. And Bright Star Christian Television. So now it's not, you know, it's no longer just a webisode. It's an episode. So praise God.
All right. And it's At Home with Appointed.
At home with Appointed.
Okay.
So at home.
So what do you do? I mean, what you talk about random things or music? Or what's the show all
definitely.
About?
Definitely, it's like it's random talk. We say it's random talk, various videos, and we also show like clips of things like, for instance, mini sermons, comedy, you know, things like that. Those are the things that we show, and of course, you know, we always bring it back to the Lord. Always, it's no matter what we're talking about, we figure out a way. We find a way, we make a way to bring it to Christ because it is not just for entertainment purposes, you know, it's actually a tool of evangelism that we use.
Putting back on your musical hat or your writer's hat, your artist hat, being a singer, an artist, how important is it to bring the word in your songs?
For me, it's if you don't have the word in the songs, it's like it's pointless for me. I don't know how other artists may not feel like that, but I just feel like we have to lift Him up because He's already said that if He's lifted up, He's going to draw all men nigh. So if He's not lifted up, we're just not drawing people. And that's what we're here for. We're here to go out and proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that means that you know, we have to lift Him up. I mean, we don't serve a hidden Christ. We serve a risen Christ.
When it comes to your project, Your Love, how would you describe that? What can we expect?
Well, Your Love is just, it's like a compilation of songs that describe exactly that, his love. Because his love found me. His love, his grace, his mercy, it found me, you know, in the gutter and pulled me out, took me out of the dark, put me in the light. And I've been transformed because of that. And his love is what's attractive. And, you know, it's what it's what draws me to him, his love. So it's about his love and how it's lived out in my life.
We're talking to Appointed, and you mentioned adversity, and adversity for you would include drug addiction, child abuse, depression, homelessness, domestic violence, child molestation. All of this would make one just throw their hands up and give up. I mean,
I know.
How did you keep things together like you have?
Well, I say it's by God's grace. You know, he's a keeper. I say that in one of my songs. As a matter of fact, in Your Love, I say that he's a keeper. Because he is a keeper. He kept my mind. He kept me. He kept me straight. You know, they could have messed me up and zigzagged me up and, you know, had me discombobulated and stuff like that. But God has been so gracious. He's been so gracious to me so that, you know, that didn't happen to me. The exact opposite happened. I've been made complete and perfect in him. And I just consider that like an awesome thing, an awesome testimony, you know, that he just brought me through all of that.
The song, You Know.
Yes.
What was that all about?
That song is like, it's taken from Psalms 139. And, you know, David says that, Lord, you know me. There's not anything that God doesn't know. He says, if I make my bed in hell, you know, you're there. If I ascend to heaven, you're there. Whatever, wherever we are, God is there. And there's not a word in our mouth that God doesn't know. You know, actually, I think it's on our tongues that he doesn't know. So everything about us is known by God. And for me, that's assurance because God is love. And, you know, God is gracious and God is merciful. And God is long-suffering and patient. So knowing that he knows all about me, all about my situation, all about everybody else's situation, and he can bring everything together so that it works for my good is what that song is about. It's like, you know, Lord.
Our guest is Appointed. I have to ask you this question. You've probably been asked this question so many times, but I'll have to ask you the question. How'd you get the name?
I figured that's what you were going to say. You're going to ask me about that name. Well, it started like this. Now, here's what had happened. What has happened is that I saw those rappers with names, and I have to admit there was a little coveting going on. I was like, those rappers have names? You know, they don't just use a name. They use names.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to give myself a name. I wish I could say I had some revelation. Like something really spiritual and stuff, you know, the heavens open and angels were singing and stuff. And I'm, oh boy, you know, like that heard, of course, but that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
That's how it started out, and that's how I ended up getting the name. I wanted to have a name because those guys had a name. I thought it seemed cool, so I was like, let me give myself a name. And so I gave myself Appointed because of what the name means. It wasn't, I mean, at least the name had significance, you know, it means selected and, you know, like you have an assignment and delegated and stuff like that. So I do believe that anybody, any Christian could bear that name and it'd be true.
Our guest, Appointed. Now, we're in the social media age, the age of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. We can go on and on. How can one get in touch with Appointed?
Well, on Facebook, I'm Minstrel Appointed because the name Appointed was already taken. So I didn't go like Appointed 7 or Appointed 1 or anything like that. I just put Minstrel Appointed because in the Bible, he says, bring me a minstrel. So I was like, that sounds cool, Minstrel Appointed. So I used that. But you can find me on Facebook, Minstrel Appointed. On Instagram, you can find me Appointed. It wasn't taken, so I was able to get it. And then on Twitter, you can find me at APPOINTEND. Just go in and that Appointed because the point was taken on Twitter. So that's how you can find me. And I so appreciate, you know, having this opportunity to share all that information. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It is our guest, Appointed. Appointed, we just want to thank you for just sharing with us and joining us on the Gospel Spotlight.
Well, thank you guys for this platform and for the vision, you know, and for the inclusion. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Inside of the Gospel Spotlight, it's our guest, Appointed.